This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
You are listening to the Leicester City Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. It is time for the Leicester City Takeover for the next 30 minutes. Everything dedicated to the Foxes on this show tonight, and they are flying in the Premier League. Last week, Lee Chappie from Leicester Fan TV told me, we've got a really good run of fixtures now, games we can win, but worried about that Brighton game because it is after an international break. Never knowing how teams are going to react, Brighton will be up for it. Will Leicester maybe not keep that pace that they have set so far? Well, they did. A brilliant 2-0 result. What a show we have for you. And there is still time to join in tonight. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. But once again, that man again joins us, Lee Chappie. Lee, Leicester City 2-0 beating Brighton. Two goals, clean sheet, 3 points. You can't do any more, can you?
They can't do any more to get my mood any higher, mate. I'm through the roof here. I'm still just buzzing. We're all buzzing. This city is buzzing. We're second in the Premier League. Just unreal, man. It's just, yeah. Go ahead, Charlie. Go on.
No, every week, Lee, it's honestly a delight to hear you like this. But every week we get to talk on the Leicester City Fan Show. And we started this season, you know, hoping Brendan Rodgers' first full season, what could be. Then as the season progressed, you know, top eight, top six. Then we said, we've got a real chance here at top four. Now, Leicester have to be speaking about, you know, the title race, because they are second in the league, 29 points, 1 point ahead of City, 3 points, ahead of Chelsea. Obviously, that substantial 8-point gap to Liverpool, but they're second in the pack. They are right there in this. And we're talking about the 4 clean sheets, the 5 successive league wins. They've done that in their title league winning season. This was better. 4 clean sheets. All the stats, it's looking likely, isn't it?
Oh, just unreal. I was just about to jump onto that before you mentioned it, about it's now 5 wins on the bounce in the Prem, 5 consecutive goals for Jamie Vardy as well. Little stat for you there. The only person that broke Ruud van Nistelrooy's record of most consecutive goals in Premier League history was himself, in fact, Ruud van Nistelrooy. And Jamie Vardy broke that record. And it could be a coincidence that it was the man himself that broke his own record, so to speak, wouldn't it? It'd be great.
It would be absolutely amazing. But Lee, when before we get into the stats, because there are so many at the minute, because let's face it, all the media talk has maybe been on maybe how badly United, Arsenal, Spurs, even Everton and West Ham are doing to a degree. Then we talk about the big guns, don't we? Liverpool and City. I still feel like no one's really focusing on Leicester. Maybe I know you
That's
don't
great.
Want... Yeah, I know. I was going to say, I know you don't want the focus, but are you a little bit still now, they're not getting the full attention they deserve?
Listen, the media have always been like that with Leicester City. From growing up, I remember as being on like ITV or something once in a blue moon, and I can't even remember the guy who used to commentate, and it was just so negative against Leicester, and I feel like that's always been a thing. It's almost like because we're not London based or Manchester based, just don't seem to want to even acknowledge us as being a big six, you know, a new name in the big six. That's just how I feel. And I think we've always felt like that, to be quite honest with you. It's a top six bias, and Leicester aren't allowed in the door.
Yeah, I know, Lee, obviously you don't need no extra confidence from the team or me to tell you stats to get you very hyped about your team. You do that for us anyway. It's always good to see your passion. But Leicester have now their joint best Premier League run from the 15-16 season. 5 winning games there, 5 games on the bounce here. We hear of the 4 clean sheets. But who else impressed you on Saturday? Because I watched this game and I saw it with one eye, and I was thinking of you, Lee, in a sense, because speaking to you last week on the Leicester City Fan Show, you said to me, look, Charlie, I feel like it's this first game, you know, we want to carry on that momentum. You never know what happens in an international break, and credit to Brighton. Yeah, they had spells in the game. This was going to be the tricky one. But once again, it proved no match for you, and it almost didn't feel like a test.
Again, like I said last week, I was spot on. I said the first half's going to be shaky. I'm not bigging myself up, but I said the first half's going to be shaky, and that's going to be the true test. And yet again, Leicester come out flying. Second half, we were just, again, another attack. Well, we were attacking the first half, but the second half was just immense.
Mm. What I love about Leicester at the minute, we've got teams, you know, obviously we're up there. Chelsea, they won 6 on the bench, but they were leaking goals, conceding goals. We know City, how brilliant they can be, but they've had their fair share of injuries, look a little bit shaky at the back. I know Liverpool are going strength to strength, but when we talk about Leicester, everyone's on fire. You've got, you know, 4 clean sheets, you've hardly conceded any goals, I believe it's 8. You've got Vardy, the top scorer in the Premier League. Pires is on fire. Madison, Tielemans, Ndidi, Schmeichel the back, you know, Johnny Evans looks like the form that this is why where he was in his career. You know, everyone's fighting over him. There's no real weaknesses, Lee. I'm starting to think this is the, you know, near enough one of the complete teams of the Premier League.
It's unreal, mate. The last 5 Premier League fixtures, I think, or maybe the last 4. I'm not sure if it's 4 or 5. I can't get this stat exactly for you, but with something like 17-1 on aggregate, you know, that's unheard of at Leicester. 9 of them obviously were against Southampton, but that's a mad stat.
Well, I think all the stats at the minute, Lee, pointing at Leicester, they're all mad stats. And let's go through them, because I know sometimes stats don't tell the full story, but, you know, there's no smoke without fire. These stats are here for all to see. It's in black and white. There must be some truth to them. Well, there is. Shot conversion rate, Leicester City lead the way above Manchester City, above Liverpool, above Chelsea. They're leading that way. Such ruthlessness in front of the goal, spearheaded by the man known as Jamie Vardy. Then we talk about Jamie Vardy. Shot conversion rate, well, he is plus 40, leading that 40% in front of Aubameyang, Sterling, Tammy Abraham, ahead of Aguero, Kane, Sadio Mane, leading the way.
Mad.
And then we talk about, you know, you mentioned it then, the top 10 longest scoring runs in Premier League history. Jamie Vardy, once again, he leads that way. And then we talked about the defence. We know it's only conceded 8. And expected goals to concede, Leicester second in that table as well. They, you know, they expect to concede the second fewest amount of goals. I mean, these are pinch yourself stats, aren't they, Lee?
Rubbing the genie kind of thing. Rubbing the lamp for the genie to come out. It's magical. I mean, the boys even have gone Copenhagen. I don't know if you've seen that or not. The lads have gone on the Christmas do, all dressed up.
Already?
Very similar to the... Yeah, same. So it's happened in 15-16 when we won the league. They went to Copenhagen and dressed up as the TMT Turtles. And here they are in Copenhagen. You have to check the videos out. You need to keep up with this stuff.
Mate, I mean, I'm not across Leicester Fan TV. I need to keep up to this. It's too bad I'm reading all these stats, getting excited, and I should be finding out what's going on in Copenhagen. To be fair, it sounds like a much more exciting adventure. But, Lee,
mate,
let's try to offer the other side of it, because we're not putting a negative on it. But from a flip side, we maybe, you know, I didn't know about this, so I'm sure it's under wraps, but can the media and teams say, why are they going on their Christmas break now? They have a game on the weekend. Should they be flying off to Denmark and having a few days off? You know, is that where complacency can creep in? I know your argument would be, well, they've done it in the title winning season, it caused no harm then, but why now? It feels a little bit weird in the middle. I know other teams maybe have European games, but is it a little strange for you?
No, I'll give you the reason why, mate, and that's because we've got no games are easy in the Premier League. Don't take this out of context. No games are easy, but we've got an easier run of fixtures right now, and the two big boys are the 21st of December and the Boxing Day fixture. We've got Man City and Liverpool back to back. Don't do the Christmas do at the end of December. Let's do it before it even starts. Let's get it out of the way.
Okay.
That's exactly how it is. There's no other reason I can see that Leicester would go on the Christmas do earlier, other than focusing on the big boys, the two big teams around us, which is Man City, Liverpool back to back.
Yeah, it's very true. Lee, I know I don't ever have to ask you of your expectations and what you think of your team. You're always very optimistic and very passionate. But what about the general consensus of the other Foxes fans then? Has that changed? And has that changed from the manager? Because I know his job, first and foremost, he has to keep the guys professional. He has to keep them focused, because you even said it, there are no easy games. And he said, top four talk, it's a little premature, title race. No, 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 we're just going about our business. But if it keeps up like this, sooner or later, he will have to acknowledge the race that they are in, no?
I'm going to quote Claudio Ranieri. For our ambition, 40 points, dilly-ding-dilly-dong.
Okay.
We achieve that, and then boom-boom.
is that honest, though, Lee? Are you just saying, look, let's just keep talking?
Honestly, Champions League is now a must, right? That's... Are we 10 points or 11 points clear of fifth?
I think we're 10 of fifth, which is Wolves currently on 19.
Yeah, okay. I've not got a table in front of me, but that's the case. 10 points clear. And we're going into, I'd say, an easier run of fixtures at the minute. And we, say we take another, out of these four games, called Everton, Watford, Villa, Norwich, we take all 12 points. Mm. I can't see why we can't secure Champions League football, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, you've
really said... I think based on them four next fixtures, it's Champions League football guaranteed for me.
Yeah, and you're completely right. You've set yourself there. You're in such a good position. Lee, I have to quickly end it on a question, because obviously I get to speak to you every Tuesday. Just as we finished the show...
I enjoy this, Charlie. I enjoy this every Tuesday now, mate.
Mate, I look forward to it. I'm glad you enjoy it. But honestly, I watch the game. I look forward to the result. And I know I think Lee's going to be right up for this one, as you should be. But Lee, last week, the show ended. The news breaks. Obviously, Spurs sacked their manager. Luckily, they hired Mourinho. And I say luckily because everyone's going, there are... After Rodgers. We're hearing Arsenal, maybe, you know, Unai's on the managerial hot seat. Yeah. Other clubs we can talk about. Marco Silva is apparently will definitely be in charge. We learnt of that earlier today. He will be in charge for the Leicester game on the weekend. But, you know, people are going to mention Rodgers. How much does this not maybe worry you, concern you? Because of the run, he's only going to get noticed.
Listen, Charlie, I was at Bragg Park in Leicester. Do you know it?
I don't know.
Right, okay. So I was at Bragg Park last week, and I think it was, when was this? Wednesday or Thursday last week. Went for a walk with the lad, and came out to there's a cafe outside on the main road, and there's Brendan Rodgers in the cafe. Now, apparently, I've been told. Apparently, he likes going around there. He likes Leicestershire, and he likes the walks around there. And he just looked happy, comfortable. I won't go into who else he was with and stuff, but that's true. Didn't get a photo because I didn't want to ask him for a photo. Yeah. I just didn't feel like the right place. But he was there, and believe me, he does go there a fair bit. He's also been quoted about enjoying his time in Leicestershire. He likes the scenery, and he must be one of these geezers that likes scenery. And Leicester have got a decent countryside and a decent Braggy Park and all that. He's not going anywhere, mate. Let's take the stupid media, oh, he's going here, he's going there, Arsenal are going to sign him, blah, blah, blah. He's just signed a contract for Leicester. I know there was no loyalty with Celtic, but he was there for about four years?
And he's won everything he could have possibly won, obviously,
barring
Europe.
That's what it was about, because Celtic were not going to win the Champions League. They're not good enough to win the Champions League at the end of the day. I think he's still got a something to achieve in the Premier League. He was so close to Liverpool of winning it. It was so close. I feel like almost there's an opportunity here at Leicester. He's seen what's going behind the scenes with the King Power brand. It's a big, big ambition behind this club. I think there's more to it than we know, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah.
And he's comfortable here. He's got no reason to go. He's not going anywhere. He's happy here. I think he's going to be here for at least 2 years. Well, at least another 2 years.
You have had the final say on it. You heard it here first from Lee Chappie at Leicester Fan TV. Brendan Rodgers, he loves Leicestershire. He is going nowhere. Lee, I hope you're going nowhere. You're a permanent fixture on this show. Always a delight to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
Lee, honestly, the pleasure is mine. Lee Chappie there from Leicester Fan TV. Well, this is the Leicester City Takeover, and we still have more to come, so don't go anywhere.
We've all got one, and we're not afraid to put it on display. Our opinions, that is.
Share yours now at Love Sport Radio on Twitter or call us 0208 70 20 558. Love Sport Radio, your fan station.
You are listening to the Leicester City Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. What a show we are having tonight. I'm still smiling at what Lee Cheppy had to say. The passion that just comes through that man is absolutely unbelievable. Well, I'm now joined by another Leicester City legend. It is Chris Forian from the Leicester City Till I Die podcast. Chris, I'm assuming you are another happy Foxes fan because Leicester City at the minute, 5 successive league wins, 4 games with a clean sheet. I bet you are buzzing.
Well, first of all, thank you for calling me a legend. I don't think I've ever been called a legend before. But yeah, I mean, what's not to be happy about? I can't, you know, the last game, Brighton, potential banana skin. The thing is, these are games that sort of under 12, we would have probably lost, or we probably might have just got a point out of. But, you know, you look at these games and it's hard to see us losing. I mean, I'm just looking at the fixtures for December, and there's not many games there I'm worried about.
Well, it was interesting, Chris, because you and Lee both mentioned on this show last week, you said, look, you know, that first game coming out of that international break, you just said it there, bit of a banana skin, you know, Brighton have had longer to prepare for the game, they're going to be up for it, you know, you get the players late back from international duty, and it's one of the games that is the difference between being pretenders and contenders. You know, you look back at it and you go, oh, well, circumstances, we come out of international break, we got a point there, but you are winning, you're just steamrolling teams, you just, you know, keeping that momentum flying higher, and it was the tricky one. Now you just roll on and it's 2 home games back to back, Everton and Watford. Let's face it, no disrespect to them obviously, but they aren't pulling up trees this season. They're down at the bottom. You've got to be looking at this, you know, this is 6 points on the offing here.
I said it before, this is Leicester, let's never get ahead of ourselves here. But yeah, I think, yeah, I mean, I said to you, I was looking at these matches for December, and there's not many I bear there, if you like. I think the difference is the fact that we've got a manager that is so tactically aware. Mm. You know, he can see, you know, some of those players were a little bit leggy, you know, maybe a bit tired. He moved it around, you know. Unfortunately, Evans got injured. He's kept hold of Wes Morgan for another season, knowing we probably need that cover. Wes came in and did another job again. But yeah, you know, no disrespect to Everton. Managers of opposing teams have got a history of getting sacked after losing to us. So I hope not for Silva's sake, but, you know, he could be on the way out. Watford looked rooted to the bottom. But even after that, you know, Norwich. But then, you know, we've got 2 big ones at Christmas, Man City and Liverpool. And I don't think, you know, we could come away with at least a couple of draws there. If not, I mean, Liverpool were lucky to beat us. Who knows? You know, we you know, come the end of December, you could be looking at different leaders.
Yeah, well, you're second at the minute. You're going great guns in the Premier League campaign. You've obviously got an Aston Villa game sandwiched in there at the start of December as well. That is away at Villa Park. But looking at those games, and you mentioned it there, that is a really funny stat that, you know, Leicester, when they play Everton, they have a habit of sometimes the manager losing his job after that game. Well, it's only announced today, earlier on today, that Marco Silva will be in charge. He still be Everton manager for the game on the weekend. But he's fighting for his life in what is, you know, the managerial merry-go-round has started in the Premier League. But Everton, you know, they look a shadow of themselves, absolutely confident, shot to bits. They don't look like they can buy points at the minute. Leicester have got to be pinching themselves, keeping clean sheets. You know, it's another game where they think they're fighting for their lives, but they aren't at the minute. Great time that maybe Marco Silva is staying, so you're not facing a side who have that supposed new manager bounce.
No, and football is all, you know, it is a confidence game, and, you know, sometimes you just need a ball to go in off somebody's backside and it can turn your season around. And, you know, we can sit here and we can talk about these games on paper and what they should turn out like, and it can become completely different when it comes to the actual game. But it's never easy when the, you know, when the opposing team has got a new manager in for the first game, because we know they're out to impress and they're out to make a point and what have you. And I'm quite happy for Silver Till to be there, definitely.
Yeah, and let's quickly talk about, obviously, how good the players are doing this season. Shearer named his team in the season so far. Maddison was included, Vardy, you know, Leicester making up a key core of that team. And, you know, the plaudits are starting to become, you know, it wasn't, well, one from Liverpool, one from Chelsea here. Leicester City, you know, were a key spine of this side.
And why not? I mean, you know, we've been discounted before when the season we won it, you know. It was always a case of when are Leicester going to fall away, when are Leicester... And it's the same again. But we've got a young side. And there's so much talk out there about all these players are going to be linked with, you know, this supposedly top six club and that supposedly top six club. We are now, at the moment, as it stands, a top six club. You know, we're second. Why would anybody want to leave us? You know, we've got the potential there to build on this. Yeah, all right, we might not win it this year, but, you know, there's a very good chance we're going to get Champions League football. If somebody does go to Man United, if Maddison wants to be tempted to go to Man United, is he going to get Champions League football there? I very much doubt it. You know, these players are going to start asking themselves, why would they leave?
It's a really valid argument, because we can't sit here and argue, you know, the size of Man United. You know, we know the worldwide appeal of the club, and you would never deny that. But at the minute, you know, we have to do it. We can't go on Man United of the past 20, 30 years. We have to look where they are now. They might not even make the Europa League. This is the state that they are in. You know, they're down there. They're struggling. Leicester City could make the top four Champions League. You know, players want to prove themselves at the highest level. That highest level will be currently being played at Leicester.
Well, that gap that is appearing between the top four sort of and the rest, I mean, once you get past Chelsea on 26, it's then 19 Wolves in fifth place. With that strict, you know, run of games that we've got going up to sort of just before Christmas and Man City, we could be out of sight. I mean, I said the other day, you know, we only need 11 more points for safety. It's you know, and players are going to look at it. I mean, I said today, you know, the sad news is I don't think sort of we're going to have a turkey for Christmas, because we sold him to Man United for 80 million. Mm. I think, controversial. But I think players have got to look at this sort of thing. And look at, in fairness, look at the Maguire. Went, yeah, all right, he's getting a lot more money, but is he going to win anything this year?
It's a really interesting one. Obviously, that and, move for Leicester for the money.
The thing is, we don't have to sell now. That's the thing, you know. Clubs don't have to sell. I mean, you know, most clubs there that are in the Premier League are reasonably well off cash-wise. We've got the tunnel. We've got good owners. We've got rich owners. We know we don't have to sell. Well, you know, Maguire went and Mahrez went both because we got made a ridiculous offer for them. But we don't have to sell.
No, I don't think you have to sell. And Brendan Rodgers is someone that will not sell, you know. He won't sell.
He said that.
Yeah,
he's not that
manager.
Going in January.
He wants to take that next step, and you don't take that next step by selling your best players. Look, you know, football's a business. If you get a ridiculous offer, then I'm sure they'd consider it. But Leicester aren't in a position to sell, and, you know, the players won't want to go either. Let's keep the focus on that Everton game, though. They're down there. They're struggling. How do you think this one will play out, Chris?
I mean, I'm just looking now. They've sort of only won two of the last five. They've lost two, draw. You know, on paper, you've got to say it's Leicester's there for the taking. And I'm trying not to get big-headed about these games, but, you know, you look at these games on paper, and yes, that is a game we should win. And I would be looking there at probably something like a 3 or 4 nil win.
Right. Well, this is it. And you're at home. And when we know the home form at the minute, how good they're going at home. And this is another game on the TV. Everyone wants to see you under the bright lights, a 4:30 kickoff, Everton under Silva. The pressure, it's not necessarily on Leicester to keep the run going. It's on Everton to get out of the mess they're in. And they can't seem to do it. I mean, this is another odds on Leicester game, you know. And Lee, he's texting, he's still listening. And he said, you know, he's going for 2-0 Maddison. That would, again, beat the record from the 15-16 season. He is saying 6 consecutive wins and another clean sheet. You go along with that, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, Vardy is, I think he's at 5-5 at the moment. I mean, that 11-11.
Unbelievable.
We could be looking at 12-12 here. I mean, look, if Everton were to win, and it would be a shock, and let's say Leicester, you know, ended up the season 4th or 5th, it's not a disastrous season for us.
Yeah.
If Everton finish second, third from bottom, it's a disastrous season. All the pressure is on them. And we're playing like we haven't got the pressure on because people aren't expecting us to be there. And when you're playing as well as we are with a manager like we've got, with the squad that we've got, and we don't have the pressure on us, it's the winning formula.
Well, so you're going with 3-0 then, Chris?
Yes, let's go with 3. Let's just pull it in a little bit. Rein me in a little bit and we'll go for 3.
Well, Lee went for 2, you went for 3. Either way, it's 3 points no matter what and another clean sheet in the bag. Chris, always a pleasure to be joined by you and Lee tonight. They are the Leicester City Fan Show. They take over us here as they do every week on Love Sport Radio. This has been the Leicester City Fan Show with me, Charlie Hawkins, on Love Sport Radio.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views, or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.